Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Thanks for tuning to episode 695 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is August 7th, 2022. It is going to be a quieter, more intimate show. I shouldn't say quieter, just intimate. Just two of us on today. Myself, intimate? Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter, and the sick one, the tired one, the overworked one, Robin Tate.
Look at those guns!
Yeah! Evening, Boomer. Evening, Dan. Evening, everybody. It's Robin Tate here at Bongo the Sane, everywhere in the land of the internets. And here we are, just the two of us again, our two lovebirds, our two. We have monkeypox together. It's fantastic. We share saliva and whatever. Yeah. No, we don't do anything. Things. I post saliva, but it's dried up by the time it gets there.
I do keep getting these weird envelopes with nothing in them. I do wonder.
Good evening, everybody.
Yes, Lord. Absolutely another slacker weekend. Kim was supposed to be on, then she wasn't going to be on. And then she last minute had to work. So
Kim is replaced by her poo emoji.
Yes.
And the other slacker, Pete.
Yeah.
He's ginger.
Straight up worst excuse ever. I mean, you know, he's like, oh, it's just work.
It's busy. I'm so busy. I have to work from 8 o'clock until 8 o'clock, and I'm tired. Oh!
Kids these days, I really don't know. Where's the stamina?
You know, we're going to get into that, Robin. We're going to talk about the stamina. We're going to talk about the lack of commitment, the work ethic of the youth today. It's just horrible.
Terrible. Terrible.
Hey, if we sound like a bunch of old men being grumpy, that's because we are the Overseas Connection podcast. We are a little bit older, more mature podcast. So we can say things like we just did, and we don't care. We are on every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast. And if you happen to hang out with a shithead, Kim Woods, it's 3 p.m. Central Time Zone, your side of the neck of the United States. Neck of the United States. That was not even closely worded properly. But that's
that would be the bit in between North and South America, I suppose. That would be that neck you could squeeze that about there. Yeah. Okay. Or is that the waist of America?
It might be.
Yeah.
Hey, we're on Twitch. We are on YouTube.
We are.
So, yeah. Come hang out. Have fun. We do ask those in the chat
to pay money.
Be respectful.
Oh.
No, I'm not asking for any money. Not this week. Next week, maybe. This week, it's just all about having fun. But, you know. Don't be an a-hole. Not that anybody in the current chat is an a-hole, but every once in a while.
Boomer.
Yeah, fair enough. Boomer. Yeah. All right. Cool. All right. Robin.
Oh, birthdays.
Yeah. You know, we talk about being a community-centric podcast. We like to talk about video games, but we also talk about all kinds of things, including things like birthdays and happenings. So any birthdays we should be aware of?
Well, I have a birthday.
You have a birthday when?
January.
Yeah, okay. We're talking current birthdays, Robin.
Oh, okay. Well, Severin McKay is 43 years old today, and Aidan Mulvey was 31 on the 5th of August, and Albert Hunter is 75 on the 5th of August. Okay. And up and coming is Craig Turner. I mean, those three people are my friends. Turner... By the way, Severin McKay has a fantastically sexy French accent. Craig Turner, he is 42 on the 9th of August. And Jason Gallagher, the Isle himself, is an unknown age on the 10th of August. Wow.
Clearly, that's going to be, I believe, 66.
Yeah, and John Rafferty, he is 55 years old on the 13th of August. That's pretty cool.
It's exciting. It's so exciting. It makes me want to break out into song and possibly dance, but we'll just settle for song for now.
It's your
birthday. Yes, it is your birthday. It's your birthday. Yes, it is your birthday. It's your birthday. Yes, it is your birthday. We are fucking psyched. You're 1 year older than you were before. You're 1 year older than you were before. You're 1 year older than you were before. We are fucking psyched. It wasn't so long ago. Your mom was in the hospital. What was she doing there? She was screaming. Ah! It's your birthday. Yes, it is your birthday. It's your birthday. Yes, it is your birthday. It's your birthday. Yes, it is your birthday. We are fucking psyched.
I timed that perfectly. All right. There we go. We got the I don't think anybody's ever heard it go that long.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good find. All right. Let's talk about some story time. And just like every other podcast, we have to have sound effects for each little segment. So there it is.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
Kind of realize it's pretty, I mean, it's become a very much a cliche thing. It seems like every podcast has to have their little sound effects, and we're no different. So
Hey, hold on. Episode 695, I think we kind of started that, so we are allowed to have segments.
Okay. That's fair. All right, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Okay, Robin.
Tell me about this t-shirt. T-shirt time.
T-shirt time. I will.
Okay. So here is a code that only parents will know, and it's GYAITMFHRNBIBYA. For audio listeners, you can write that down and work it out. If you know what it means,
you're like parent code.
You're one of us.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. I really like that. That's cool. Yeah.
So the funny thing is, I got this t-shirt and I have yet to wash it. It's actually fitting really tight. So I wanted to get an extra large. And so I contacted the seller through Amazon saying, hey, this was actually a little bit smaller than I think, you know, your chart said. And they just said, well, we'll just refund you. No need to send it back.
Oh, so, eat less. Something out there. Going with that. Fat bastard.
Well, that's the plan now. I'll just eat a little less and the shirt will fit just fine.
I'm there. You know, I am that one.
Infinity and
beyond.
Is it really? Oh yeah. Okay.
To infinity and beyond. Might be backwards. Maybe not backwards. Anyway, that's really cool. Also,
and less than.
Also, are you a victim of domestic violence?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I am. So this is funny you said that, Robin.
Yes.
So last night had a great time. We'll talk about that in a minute. But this morning I came up behind Cindy.
Ow!
She was on her computer and I just like leaned into her neck and, you know, was being a little playful, went to give her a kiss. And she crunched down her neck on my face and she had earrings in, totally gashed my cheek. And wow. So I am scarred now, thanks to my wife.
My goodness. Wow. Yeah. Okay,
the better story.
Yes, to infinity and beyond. Yes, to infinity and beyond. Greater than, beyond, bigger than. Flip me, Norman. Well, I'm sorry about that. I mean, my mother-in-law and father-in-law, we were at one of my sister-in-law's house last night. Jim, Judith's dad, was there. Night before last, actually, we went. It was Friday night, and Jim has some people were doing some work at his house, and they asked him to move a ladder or whatever ladders, and he fell and went, you know, stupid straight on the face, and he has two black eyes that you wouldn't believe, and a broken like nose down here. I've never ever seen it. Like it's like 10 rounds with Mike Tyson. It's unbelievable. And then that was on Friday night. And on Friday night after that, my mother-in-law went over on her ankle and my sister-in-law's a nurse and put her thing on a strap. And yesterday morning, she went to the hospital and because it all went dark and she has a broken ankle. So she's in the boot.
Dangerous times. So, okay. So to carry on to this, so not only is my wife abusing me, as far as you know, Martin, by the way, that is how it happened.
Okay.
And then, so I go up to visit my parents this past weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
And then day before I got there, my dad was getting out of the car.
Oh, I thought he was...
No, he was driving in flip-flops, which, I mean...
As you do.
As you do, but as he is now 80 plus years old, probably shouldn't do. So as he's getting out, his flip-flop got caught underneath a box in the garage. He went to take a step. He trips. He falls on both his knees. And they're just totally swollen. And I'm looking at him, and I'm like,
lad.
Get that checked at. And with the hard part, my dad, sometimes he exaggerates. Sometimes he downplays it.
Yeah.
And it seemed like he was trying to downplay the severity. I'm watching him try to cross his legs, and he's just wincing. And so I'm like, But the good news is nothing serious.
The car driving thing in flip-flops, you know, in the UK, that may be an issue because most of us have clutches. But over there, you have go-karts, like stop, go. So
you're all about
not
the
just
go-karts.
A thing. Yeah. I mean, even some of you's left foot brake, you know, you use your left foot to brake. And, you know, it's like
only racing. When I'm actually in a go-kart will I do that.
You're like racing drivers. So it's fabulous. Hey, I was in, I know we had a sort of delayed show last week. Sorry, we didn't have this live, guys. I know, sorry, we were away. We were all doing stuff last weekend. What day is today? Sunday. This time last week, I was in Rhodes in Greece. And it was bloody hot, and it was absolutely beautiful, fantastic. The place we were staying was just out of this world, gorgeous. The hosts, it was a small little hotel, you can call it a hotel. It was like apartments, serviced apartments, 9 bedrooms. The hosts, Philippe and Zita, were absolutely fantastic. They bent over backwards. Zita was flirting with me, something shocking.
Was that while she was bending over backwards?
In fact, she wanted me to sit down beside her at one stage and get it on. And so we were out there for a wedding, one of my foster kids. The wedding was on Monday evening at 5 o'clock, and it was even 30 degrees still at that time. And mega, like 27 degrees in the middle of the night, really hot for us crazy Northern Ireland people. It was absolutely normal. Crazy, but the lovely thing was the little place, a town called Lindos in Greece, very historic little. If you think of the little white terraces, houses on the side of cliffs,
right.
See, that sort of thing. The water was warm. It was an absolutely beautiful place, and the wedding was great. We had lots and lots of cocktails, lots of drink. We got to spend some time with each other, which was lovely.
Always nice.
That was nice. Unfortunately, the flight's going out. We sat on the apron for 2 hours, which is a pain in the butt. Yeah, and our flight was very delayed. We were supposed to be home here at midnight on the night we came home, and we weren't getting into bed about 3:45 in the morning, and I was going to work the next morning on Wednesday morning, which is,
Yeah.
So that wasn't good, but yeah, the cocktails were mighty. That was good fun, and we had a laugh. It was lovely. It was good. Okay. You know, it's
speaking
nice to
of
spend
cocktails.
Them.
Yeah. Speaking of cocktails. So last night, this is how we're going to do, by the way, our story time. We're doing around.
Yeah, this
round
is far
Robin.
Better. Yeah. Far better. Far
I enjoy
better.
This. So we got our drink on last night. We had a date night set up. We had a sitter coming over to watch Colin. And about halfway through the day, we're like, what are we doing tonight? We had no clue. And so we're like, we could go out for a nice dinner. And then it was like, you know, maybe check out, see what concert might be happening at Thunder Valley.
Ooh.
So Thunder Valley is the big casino near us. And sure enough, Jim Gaffigan, comedian, had a show. And so we start looking into, seats availability, and all they had left were bleacher seats. But you know what? Bought tickets. We said, what the heck? Let's go for it. So we show up to the show and bleacher seats. It was legitimate bleacher seats. It was like sitting at a high school football game. You're just on a metal bench, no cushion, nothing. That I would not recommend. Next time around, we probably won't do that again, or we'll bring a cushion. That would be an option. But we were drinking margaritas, so we stopped at our local Irish Mexican cantina. Called Casa Ramos.
Thank you for the support.
Yeah, you are welcome. So we had margaritas. We had some nachos. We actually had a taco each, and got some food in our bellies before we went over. And then at the show. It's an outside event arena. So, you know, we're up in the bleachers, but we actually got, we lucked out. We found two spots on like the second row of bleacher seats. So it was real easy to, I mean, one, we had a good view of the stadium or the stage. And then two, I had good access to leave and go get drinks. So I thought ahead and I bought not just our next round, but I bought a round to share after that. And then, you know, we got through the comedy show, which Jim Gaffigan was great. Enjoyed him very much. I was prepared to have a little bit of political commentary. He didn't really go too much into that. Just a lot of good, funny life, you know, life story type stuff. And just the irony of a lot of things that happen in your lifetime. So I highly recommend, if you ever get a chance to see him live, it's worth it.
Hmm.
Then from there, we went back into the casino, and they have a great steakhouse there called High Hands. High Stakes Steakhouse. And it was packed. But we befriended one of the managers of the steakhouse, and he was there. He ended up getting us the two reserved spots at the bar top. And so we then enjoyed a very nice glass of Zinfandel and munched a little bit on some salami and cheese and bread, that kind of thing. Just a fun time. It was a great night out. Absolutely had a blast. And then, you know, I was injured after.
I like Jim McGaffigan. He's good fun. I like he whispers. He does this whisper thing.
Yeah.
This is so crazy. So I've changed Pete's pick.
Nice. Let me see what it. Oh yes, it is. Okay. Real fast. Let's just shout out to the chat. We've got Martin. We've got Boomer. We've got Kim. Nintendo. We also have Harley Dan, and I saw Lord in there as well. So I just want to make sure we give them all a due and a shout out. Okay. So. That was my night last night.
That's good. Robin, I'm glad you had that time. Okay. So we arrived back, had a hell of a week this week, just busy, busy, busy. Okay. And then the house we have in Belfast is now sold. The contract was signed on Friday. And the little Chinese woman, who is very, very bad English, wants to move into immediately. So she actually wanted to move into it on Friday. I went, catch all yourself on. So it's moving out next week and next Friday. So I went and hired a van this morning, and I got the biggest box van I could get. And it really is a big, big thing. I sent a photograph up in the WhatsApp, and it has a tail lift with a, you know, the zzz up and down and everything. It's heavy duty stuff. But I had So I went and picked it up at about 8 o'clock yesterday morning, came down to the house, and we filled it to the brim twice with all the, the chicken hutch stuff, pile of stuff that had built up around the back. I had built some kitchen units out the front of the garage here, and my sister-in-law had given us their whole complete old kitchen. So there was all of that old stuff that I didn't use, went to the dump first thing. Okay. So that was two complete loads. And then from there, we went down to Belfast, 30-odd miles, and we had to clear out the house. So, like, beds, fridges, freezers, TVs, you name it, all the stuff, sofas, all of that stuff. And again, it was packed to the hilt. And then back up home tomorrow last night. And this morning then, when Judith was at the church with the kids, Jasmine used the tail lift. I unloaded the majority of the thing. Got a load of stuff on Facebook Marketplace, built beds, because of course today, Judith went, Corey's room could have that double bed, so which was broken down, we'll build it there, and while we're at it, the bed in Corey's room can go to Taylor's room, and those two wardrobes that came down can go to Corey's room, and then that bookcase can go to Corey's room, and all the other stuff can go out the door, so...
You had quite the honey-do list.
Holy crap, physical. Then Taylor had a fucking meltdown today because we dared suggest that we were going to do all this stuff for him, but his bed was going to be in the middle of the room rather than against the wall, and he had a meltdown all day to the point where Judith put him in the car to take him away.
Okay.
Literally, he was lying on the kitchen floor. This is a 12-year-old boy curled up in a ball, crying his head off. And I hate you. I want to move away from here. I don't want to live here anymore. We had that full-blown meltdown. It's like once a week at the moment. It's just, it's hard going. It really is. So that, hence, it's a school night and I'm on the hard stuff. By the way, I'm on Morgan Spice. These are my big square ice cubes. And about a month ago, some friends of ice were over and they went to these, brought this cocktail. They made this big, big cocktail with fruit and cranberries and God knows right. what all. And then there was some left over and it was all mainly the fruit, alcohol-infused fruit. So I put them in my big cubes and I froze them. So this is Morgan Spiced with this fantastic cranberry stuff. Oh, it's absolutely awesome. Shouldn't be having it. Shouldn't be having it. So look, it's been a busy week there we are. But what else did you do, Greg?
Let's see. I went out, you know, I went up and visited my folks last weekend. So aside from my dad falling down, we actually just had a really nice time. It was a great visiting my folks. And we went out on this kind of just random drive adventure. I said, you know what? Because my parents are still a little cautious about going out. And I'm just like, you guys, you got to get out of the house. If nothing else, let's just go for a drive. We'll go find a park or something. We can walk outside, just get in some fresh air. Which is tough though, because also the heat was crazy hot. But
we
started driving around, and we came across this random park. And as we were, I don't know, we were kind of like on a hill coming down towards it. And I see what looked like a bunch of like purple and blue, like giant fish.
Oh, okay.
Giant fish. You know, something almost like paper mache type thing. And so I'm like, okay, we got to go investigate this. This will be our adventure. So we drive into the park and I'm not seeing any of this inside the park. And it's a fairly large regional park. So think like a state park. And as we're driving around, we did kind of drive past what looked like a house, maybe like a little museum type shop place. So I had my dad come back to that and decided, hey, let's get out and let's just go walk in towards it. Because I'm pretty sure those fish are somewhere back there behind this house area. And so we get out, we start walking in, and we notice that this actually is like a gated in park, and they actually charge admission to it normally at night.
So that's fishy.
But it's all opened up, and it's they do like these lantern displays. They all light up. So I was like, okay, interesting. So we walk further in, and then I discover they have this full on like dinosaur display. All of these lantern kind of based dinosaurs. And so they all light up at night. Of course, we're there during the day. And we walked around for a good 10 minutes or so, checking it out, taking pictures, that kind of thing. And then as we're walking out, we noticed a security guard coming up as another couple was trying to walk into it. And she's like, sorry, you guys are not allowed in here.
Oh, you're not the name's on the list?
It's closed. Yeah, no, it was closed.
You're not on the list. So,
yeah, God, no, we were doing the Wally World. First ones here. But it was good. It was really good. Enjoyed my time with my folks, so I cannot complain about that. I have to ask you real quickly, Mark, about Facebook.
Who, me?
Yes.
I'm
Marketplace.
Not Mark.
I was going to say Marketplace.
Fuck.
I noticed this Marketplace cunts. Let's talk about this.
Okay, so, yeah, So a lot of the furniture that came back from the house, literally immediately, there was a little small dining room table with four stools, and there was chest of drawers and all the pile of stuff that I quickly went, hey, I'm not going to store this for maybe whenever. I'm going to put it on the marketplace. Now, I put it on cheap so I could sell it
right
quickly. The little table with four chairs, I could have sold it about 50 times over. In fact, while I'm sitting here, the Facebook marketplace stuff is coming in. Right. The people that were supposed to come between, they were all sounded very nice. We'll be there between 6 and 7 tonight. This is, I'll hold it for you. And did they show up? No. When I replied to them there about 8 o'clock this evening, are you still coming for this? No reply. I'm in the dark. And I'm going, fuck's sake, I could have sold this thing fucking 50 times over, you bastards. Yeah, there was actually, I only have it on for 25 quid. It's stupid. Right. I should... And the guy said, oh, I'll sell it to you for 40 quid. And I replied back all You know, I've made a deal. I'm sticking to it. Thank you. If it's not sold by 9 o'clock tonight, it'll blah blah blah. So yeah, just what is that with people? Where are people's ethics and morals about this stuff? Yeah, we'll be there. What's your address? We'll be there. Well, no problem.
The biggest challenge we find with the Facebook Marketplace is as soon as we post something up there, inevitably you get the phishing scam.
I've had two of those today. Oh, yeah, like, yeah. I can't come, but I'm going to send UPS in. They're going to give you the money, and right. then, yeah.
But I need you to verify. I need you to Google verify your ID first.
Yeah,
Not ever fall for that. That all they're doing is they're trying to kind of reverse, scam their way into figuring out your passwords, your contact information. So, yeah. Anyway.
That was that. Yeah. So, yeah, bugger it. So the stuff will sell. I'm just trying to turn into money. I mean, the big van cost nothing. It was amazing. I had a little local builder friend of mine. I asked him, where should I get a van from? Because I would usually go to the big boys, the Hertz and all that sort of thing. He goes, go to Old Market Vans in Ballymoney. So when I went up yesterday morning, I said, look, I want a big van. And I was thinking of like a big Mercedes van or something like that. And there was this big, big box van. And I said, oh, well, could I have that? And the Mercedes van, he was only charging me £130 to pick up yesterday morning. And I'm dropping it off tomorrow morning. My car is parked up in the yard. £130. The guy goes,
£130? Yeah. Did he charge you miles too or no?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. No.
So he says, do you have your driving license? I went, yeah, there it is there. Okay, thanks. Yeah, just sign there. Away you go. It's unbelievable. It was so lax. It was just this chubby guy in a messy office. And he says, oh, could I have that box van? He says, how much did it quote you for the weekend? I went, £130. Okay, well, you can have that then as well. I went, okay. So just fabulous. So yeah, that's kind of cool. Okay, other stuff that I've done this week, yes, work wise, but it's not often I binge watch stuff. Okay.
Okay.
But I did binge watch stuff that it's a real guilty pleasure of mine. It's on Netflix. Again, I've cancelled my Netflix and it actually ends tomorrow, which might be part of the binge thing. But I just, when I start watching these, I just have to watch them back to back. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's called Car Masters, Rust to Riches. It's
Car Masters. Okay.
Okay. It's in its fourth season now, and it ended on a cliffhanger at the end of last season. Now, they're based in just outside LA, okay. And it's called their garage is called Gotham Motors.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I know Gotham Motors.
Really, really unique, really over-the-top designs in cars. There's like four guys, girl with big tits, and gratuitous shots of her,
not to be mistaken for Pete's headshot right now.
Yeah, so that A seems to have moved a bit, doesn't it?
maybe we should revert that back to the original. Otherwise, we're going to get a strike or something. Who knows? Anyway, Car Masters. What's funny is they used to have another show. It wasn't called Car Masters Rust to Riches, though, but they would do builds, and it was when it was basically the very early stages of Gotham being created.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, so it's the fourth season. They were very basic. Okay. It came along. At the end of last season, it went so well that he had this thing in his head since a kid, and he wanted to design his own car, which was like a really flash Bugatti Veyron sports car, and he made this thing on a matching motorcycle. And the idea was that they were going to get a high ticket buyer and they were going to auction it and sell it off. And unfortunately, COVID came right in the middle of all this. And there's an online auction, and the owner of it, he wanted to get 250 grand for it. They got a bid of 225 grand and they said no. Now they've put a lot of money and effort into this, and things were tight in the garage. So it's continuing on from there, and it's fabulous. It's not fabulous. It's great. I love it. It's just cool. It's right up my street. I just love it. They end up, anyway, I'm not going to spoilers. They sell the big car, and then there's a big partnership and all sorts of stuff. I watched all 8 episodes in 2 nights, and that was kind of cool. So. Have you been watching anything?
I did, in fact, watch the Uncharted movie.
Oh.
So that came to Netflix.
It's all right. It's okay.
That's precisely the right word. It's all right. I didn't find any of the acting performances bad. They were all perfectly fine. I think the writing was okay. And I think that's probably the letdown of the movie was the writing wasn't terribly good.
It was all right.
The actors, I think, helped the writing out. Because if these had been B-level celebrities, I think this would have come across even worse. And the plot itself was
thin.
I mean, it was basically Uncharted 2, Uncharted 3. It was kind of almost a recreation of certain parts of the game.
Yeah. Well, the very beginning is the Uncharted 2 climbing up a train, but this time it's climbing up a plane.
Right.
Hanging out. Yeah. Did you notice the little cameo?
Yes, with the guy that actually plays Nathan Drake.
Yeah, and then
Troy Baker.
No, it's not Troy.
Troy Baker. It's him.
The really good one.
Yes, I did notice that. It was a little bit of a nod, but. I would agree, Mark. They should make a game out of that movie. Yes, it probably would have been better as a game.
It's good. Good. It's good. I did watch The Gray Man this week.
Okay.
Speaking of mediocre, sort of averagey movies.
I liked The Gray Man considerably. I actually really enjoyed it.
It actually got a story that this thing had to happen. Right. And as it ended, it got nowhere whatsoever.
Right.
Apart from a sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah. The story did not progress in one iota whatsoever.
For me, the start and the middle of that movie were great, and then the end got a little predictable, a little bit kind of like, okay, we know where this is headed, and of course they ended on the, hey, we're going to make another one possible.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy that. I didn't enjoy that.
I especially liked, was it Chris Evans that plays the bad guy?
Yeah, the gay mustache.
I loved his character only because you never see him playing the evil villain.
It just looked like Freddie Mercury to me. It just really was from Queen.
It was kind of
cool. Now, the highlight of my week while I've been traveling has been an audiobook.
Okay.
And it's called Convergence. It's narrated, of course, by R.C. Bray. But the writer is what makes it so good. So at the end of your last Expeditionary Force book, did you listen to the after?
Yes.
Okay. So in that, they talk about the person who's wrote this book.
Right.
And Skippy, the asshole from the Expeditionary Force, the AI from whole series of books, he was a bit of an asshole, freaking awesome. The awesomeness. What is it? Don't trust the awesomeness. Trust the awesomeness.
The awesomeness.
The asshole. Yeah. He wrote this book. The AI wrote this book. Anyway, Convergence is about, it's set in modern times. And there's this dude who's a wizard. He's the last wizard on Earth. He's a normal sort of guy. He hasn't really learned anything. He's a normal American sort of dude. His aunt has brought him up. And we know nothing. He really knows nothing about wizarding except his aunt knows that there's lots of people will want to get rid of him or kill him. She's trained him up to have go bags and all of that, but really hasn't taught him anything about wizarding whatsoever. And the theory is that magic will come back into the world. And if it does, that'll be the end of the world as we know it. Now, that's fine. We all carry on. And like Expeditionary Force, the first hour you go, okay, this is interesting. It's all right. And then there's something happens, like Skippy appears. Well, in this one, what appears is a fucking stupid, dopey dog that can talk. And it is friggin' hilarious. I am smiling at it. It's really good. Okay. And then from 300 AD and about 600 AD, two other people who have no experience in the modern world whatsoever, two knights come from those periods of time, come to him to try. They're there to help him. One guy's a big scarab sword, and one's a girl from France. And they have no clue what electricity, toilets, door handles, food of any description, what any of these things are about. It's building up. I'm not all the way through it yet, but it's building up to be something really, really awesome. So it's called Convergence, narrated by R.C. Bray. R.C. Bray's voice acting for the dog Duke is just fabulous. It is just, okay. I'm a dog. Well, how am I supposed to know that? food. Give me food. I'm hungry again. it's really good. So Convergence, highly recommend. You don't have to listen to any of the Expeditionary Force. You don't even have to know who Skippy is.
Yeah.
It's standalone, but it's really, really funny. So,
okay. All right.
They should make a movie out of this book.
I will definitely have to give it a listen.
Yeah, yeah.
So you mentioned toilets. That's a perfect segue.
Did I?
Poop. Yeah, you did. You did in the conversation about the dog and the people coming in and not knowing what these things are. So here's a funny thing.
Okay.
Poo. In the U.S., bidets are not very popular.
No, I know. Fraser Moore's like bidets. He fitted them. Yeah. Well, they're not very popular here either.
Yeah, I to be honest, my entire life, never used one, ever had one.
I thought they were to wash your shoes.
Totally makes sense. They wash your shoes. So I had been listening to the Defining Dukes podcast, and in this podcast, they start talking about bidets and singing the praise of bidets. And then my wife's, one of her clients, was talking to her about bidets.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know what?
Hold on. Can I stop you now?
Yeah.
Are we going to start talking about washing your shuck?
Yep. Absolutely.
Oh my God.
So I, on a whim, I start just doing some research first and foremost. I'm going to research my potential bidet. Because, you know, you can go on Amazon and they have all different kinds of just like kind of like bidet inserts that you could put underneath your toilet seat.
Yeah. That's what Fraser does. Yeah.
Yeah. And, researching those, I also came to the conclusion that the toilet seat never sits properly, that you know, depending upon what kind you get, it's this kind of janky add-on, but you can actually buy an integrated toilet seat. So I went ahead and I bought, I think it's the Brunel bidet toilet seat. Need to figure out if you need the round one or the oblong one, that kind of thing. And then got it, installed it probably within like 10 minutes. It's freaking life changing.
Really?
Is it? Not gonna lie. Really? I'm like, okay. You know, and you know, it's one of the more simple ones. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't have the heated water. So my tune may change come wintertime when the water gets a little colder. Yeah, I had to laugh. I was just like, okay, I kind of feel like I understand now what I've been missing. And knowing that I've been missing this for this long, I'm like,
So although French people may be very hairy.
Yeah.
Yeah? And they smell of garlic.
They did this right.
They did this right?
Yeah. I have to admit. So I would, you know, hey, here was my theory. I got one. I put it into our master bathroom toilet, and I figured, you know what, we'll start with one, see if we like it, and then if we do...
Well, you must post the link to these fittings.
I will absolutely find the link for that, and I will share it with you. There's all kinds of options. I will say this.
Yes.
When you are picking out your potential boudet, you want to make sure the knob for it is something that is going to be easily understood in the middle of the night, for lack of a better way to put it. So there's some that are like, they're just a round knob and they have kind of like clicking, if you will, in terms of the setting. That's helpful, the clicking part. But there's others that actually have, it's more like a switch. And so you kind of understand if it's upright, it's off. And if it's forward, it's going to be, you know, for one part. And if it's backwards, it's going to be for the other part. And that is probably the most ideal for the middle of the night because you're half asleep. You're not going to be able to pay attention.
So what you're saying is that if you get up in the middle of the night, you have to know what knob you're going to grab.
This is true. You really do need to understand what knob you're going to grab.
Understandably, we now know people where monkeypox came from. Greg's new bidet. He doesn't know what knob he's grabbing.
Yeah. Anyway, so the bidet. I'm just saying now.
Okay. I need to know about your bidet. You have to send me photographs of how it operates.
I will not send you how the operates because that's a dangerous proposition. Do not just try and like look at it and turn it on because you literally will shower the bathroom.
Can you do a step-by-step, like, you know, photograph thing that we can share on the social medias?
Sorry, one more time.
This is the bidet. This is the fitting of it. This is how you operate it. This is me sitting on it. This is me wishing
absolutely.
It.
I will. I promise I will send you those pictures.
My God, do you not know how to use the three seashells?
No. Nobody knows how to use the three seashells.
Clumped up paper. Very good.
Yes, Martin, I was clicking your round knob. Yes. The bidet joke.
This is a video game podcast, by the way.
It is. Yes. Hey, we're going to talk about video games now, so let's do that.
Oh, no.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Complain. So it happened.
I'm not complaining. Oh, I'm just saying, like, we didn't see the calendar.
No, did not see the calendar. And you know, that's Kim's fault, ultimately.
Slacker.
Yeah, I know. But Robin, we do know there
what
are.
What about Butt Robin? Butt Robin? Who is he? There are games.
Thank God. Let's talk about those.
Games with Golden August is fantastic. You've got Calico. You've got Scourgebringer. You've got Saints Row 2. You've got Monaco. What's Yours is Mine. They're for yours to grab. Go grab them. In PlayStation Plus in August, you've got Yakuza. Like a Dragon. Touched for the very first time. And then Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1. Not just one, but two. Two doses of Tony Hawk's. And they've got Little Nightmares. And that's fantastic. There's a chef in that that looks just like Mark. It's really, really good. Play those games. For Stadia Pro, God bless it. May it rest in peace. Saints Row the Third Remastered. You've got Monster Jam Steel Titans. Calico, Shantae, Half Genie Hero, The Ultimate Edition, Murder by Numbers, and Welcome to the Elk. And that's what we have for August so far. The rest will follow suit as we find out about them. Isn't that good, Greg?
That was perfect. That was a perfect, I don't think Kim could have done even better. You actually sang a couple of the titles.
I did. Like a virgin.
Did like it. All right, Robin.
Yes. I want to talk about you. Okay. I want to talk about my Steam Deck.
Let's talk about your Steam Deck.
So I know Dan is very happy right now. He looks at his dick and smiles. And it has arrived for our friend, Hardly Dan. He got his Steam Deck. It's came. And every time he looks at it, he comes to play it and loves it. He thinks it's brilliant. Now, unfortunately, when I came back from my holidays in Greece, Efaristo, I had an email to say, we have refunded your deposit for your Steam Deck. Thank you. That was about it. So,
to confirm, you did not get an email.
I went through my spam. I went through my old emails. I keep them all for years. The amount I pay for a message mails box would keep New York running for at least an hour. It's unbelievable. I went right back. So I did on Friday evening while I was sitting looking at my father-in-law's black eyes. I sent a text on Steam to say, hi, guys. I did not request for my order to be cancelled. I do not want to cancel my order. Please, can I have my Steam Deck? Thank you very much.
Right.
I called Larry, who said he knows Gabe, said he would give Gabe a call, and I have a ticket number, so I haven't had a reply yet. So hopefully I might get some good news. And Dan right now is
watching on his deck.
Very good. Hi, Dan.
Dan has deep dove into all the different, so he's going into the desktop. He's been doing emulation, all kinds of stuff with his. Whereas mine, I will say, part of my weekend when I was up at my folks, I ended up breaking out the Steam Deck and I streamed through Xbox Cloud a couple different games.
Ooh.
Worked perfectly. And one thing I did notice is when you are streaming games on the Steam Deck versus trying to actually run them natively, the battery life is about double. So,
I mean, it lasts longer?
Absolutely, because it's not actually doing any processing. All it is feeding through whatever the clouds, you know, the cloud stream is pulling in.
And what games did you play, Mr. DeLisi?
Well, the one game that I did play a lot of, I tested out Halo for a little bit, but then I went right into Phoenix Point. That was, and it's a perfect game, honestly, for a Steam Deck, in that it's a turn-based tactical tactics game. You know, you're building out your squad, you're fighting aliens, you're basically researching gear. It's XCOM at the next level because there's destructible cover environments, and it's considerably harder than XCOM. I will say that. Yeah. So, wait till we get to your Assetto Corsa Competizione di Complainioni. Anyway, no, Phoenix Point though, absolutely just back in love with this game. I fired it back up. I actually started a whole new build. Yeah. But the Steam Deck is 100% a good travel companion device. The only thing you have to worry about is the battery life. So two things to that. One, portable battery packs will probably be useful for helping charge. Two, don't think you can just use any USB-C cable to recharge it because it has to be a certain wattage for that USB-C.
What?
Yeah, the wattage. Voltage, what? Whatever.
What?
Helped to be an asshole. Skippy. Anyway, so yeah, I found that out that it wasn't so using kind of a travel USB-C instead of the Steam Deck USB-C charging cable. It basically was not able to keep charging while I was playing it. So the deck died on me. So I had to break out the Steam version one, and that worked fine. But yeah.
I'm glad you got over that. That must have been really like stressful.
It was traumatic.
It was absolutely. I would write a letter.
I almost did. I almost
did. Okay. Well, I've also been playing Assetto Corsa Competizione. Yes.
Yeah.
I did get two sessions in. One night, when we came home on Tuesday evening, really tired. Tuesday evening, Saturday, Wednesday morning. I did go out Wednesday evening and played a little bit, but I played the single player stuff, so I didn't go any live. But last night I came out and I had played three multiplayer sessions, and the first of which was a Monza, which you should never play with randoms because that first chicane is just chaos. But I had two fantastic sessions in Spa in Belgium and thoroughly enjoyed. The first one, it was okay. It was good. I was by myself most of the race. But the second one, I was with a group of guys, about four of us that had qualified within like a tenth of each other. And through the whole 15-minute race, we were right beside each other, really, really close. And it was exciting and fantastic. And that's the beauty of this game, that thrill. I mean, we were all sort of 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th out of a group of 30, whatever it was, 24 or 25 racers. But it was just class. It was really, really good, and that's the excitement. Now, I sent to Charlie today, and I've started to look now. I've said it before, but the pool table's going. Yeah, I am. But it's what PC to build. What the PC I'm using right now has a half. It can run it, and maybe I'll upgrade the graphics card. But I've had this probably for about 5 years now, so I think I should really start from scratch. Once you get into it, Dan, you know this, man. You know more than anybody else. It's a motherboard, it's a processor, it's RAM, it's a case, it's a graphics card. I mean, all of a sudden,
Robin, I'm just gonna say this.
Yeah.
To be very honest,
uh-huh.
You make enough money, you can just buy a built one.
I know, but Jesus, Biden, fucking Putin, Jesus, the Biden flicking recession and all that. You know, it's all his fault. I think
come
so.
Come on, man.
Yeah, thank you. I'm just thinking, what I'm probably going to do is I'm going to start up maybe not do a Robin. I'm going to buy a motherboard and then I'm going to buy a processor and all the bits and pieces. Now, I could buy an all-in-one pre-made thing, but I think I want to do it from scratch and do it well. But Dan, you know what it's like doing it well. It's big bucks. Big bucks. So, and again, there's so many options. It's a rabbit hole of building a PC. It really is. So whether I want to do a 3 40-inch screens wrap around me or one curved screen in the middle with a screen at the side for the social media and streaming, I don't know what's the right way to do it. I'm not sure. But I think I really, this is something that's going to happen over the next, between now and the end of the year, I think I'm going to build myself a really good rig. That's going to happen. So, yeah.
Be excited to watch that unfold.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Yeah. So, any advice, Dan, tell me what motherboard to buy. I should be buying it. Please, that would be a really good, Dan. Tell me what motherboard to buy. I want it, like, not the best in the world. I wanted it to be about between 70.
All right. See, we're already making concessions.
Yep. 70 to 80%. I want it to be there. I can get 4 or 5 years out of the motherboard. Tell me what motherboard I should be buying and what chip and what graphics card I should buy. After that, everything else will fall apart. But it's those three things that are always the doozy. Which motherboard, which processor, which graphics card. Everything else, you know, RAM, you know, DDR5 or whatever it is now. That's not so bad, but I need the advice on the motherboard, the processor, and the graphics card. So if anybody can give me some decent advice, that sort of 70.
Entire chat is going to be giving you some. I don't know if it's going to be decent advice.
Oh.
They'll have words to say.
Yeah. Like ZX81 motherboard. Yeah. Thanks, Rob. Good luck.
All right.
What about you? What else? What for you?
Well, so I got in our typical Halo session, but it was just Snoogans and I.
It was Wednesday night. Because I came on quite, it was about 9:45 when I logged on. So yeah.
Mm. But Snoogans and I got in some sessions, and everything working again. He literally had to uninstall all of the Xbox apps on the PC, and then he reinstalled it all, and it got working again. Hardly Dan says give him a budget to work with. So there you go, Daddy Warbucks. Just give him your credit card number. He'll take care of you. Anyway. We also decided, even though Mark couldn't make it Friday, we played some PUBG. So this is the open call now for the future. We'll be playing some PUBG on the Xbox, and we had a right laugh. We played the new map. Holy crap, it is big. It has tons of verticality to it, which I kind of loved, but it felt... I had not played in a long time, which is totally true. I hadn't played in a long time. So it was just relearning all of the controls, the pace of the game as well. But we very much enjoyed ourselves, and we will be playing that again. I already talked about Phoenix Point, but the new game that I played, it's odd because there does seem to be a theme of watching things with water in my life right now. But Tower Wash Simulator... I checked that out, and it's strangely addictive. There's really not much to this game. I mean, they give you these different settings, and so you start off, you have to clean a van, and then and this was through the campaign mode, which I'm not quite sure what the campaign mode means, other than they just give you different scenarios and you kind of go through them linearly, but. Then the next thing was I had to power wash a backyard, and you've got your power wash. It's got different nozzle types. You can control the width or the size and power of your stream, which is, again, you make all the jokes you want. And you're just cleaning things, and there's just something about just seeing you transforming something that was covered in dirt and grime and slowly cleaning it And I think I've had real world experience with a power washer before, so this feels very genuine to that experience. There is something just oddly calming about just blasting something and making it clean. And so I fired it up, and then I threw on I had, because the audio of the power washing simulator is not great. It's the sound of the power washing, and that's it. So okay. It kind of becomes a little bit, you know, monotone.
Does it make you want to pee?
Doesn't make you want to pee, but you definitely want to hear something other than that. So I just threw on Amazon Music in the background.
Martin.
Yes. Power Wash would make a great movie. Indeed it would. Anyway, I threw on some Amazon Music in the background. I was listening to some just good old 80s rock and roll, and absolutely enjoyed my time with this game. I mean, it's very simple. It's straightforward. They do let you kind of see what you've missed. They have kind of that cheat button to call it Detective Vision, so you'll see the spots you've missed. Because sometimes it gets pretty finite, and you're like, okay, I'm like 99% done with the job, and there's one spot somewhere I've missed.
Now, I remember many years ago, and Joshua was 22, when he was about 5 or 6 years old, there was a Thomas the Tank Engine game, which was on a CD-ROM, and one of those, you had to take a sponge and wash the tank engines, and it kind of feels like a more advanced version of that.
That's pretty much it. It really, I'm not going to lie.
Don't miss a spot.
Don't miss a spot. Yep.
I can understand. I can see it being therapeutic. I really can.
It is oddly therapeutic because you're just going through and you're just washing away, you know, and what I found myself is I suddenly started creating like methodologies, making sure I had, you know, certain things, like when I was washing, there was a patio walkway and it had brick outlining the walkway. And then in the middle was stone. And in my head, I had to do the bricks first. All the bricks had to get cleaned first. And then I went back into the middle and cleaned all the middle. Oh, God, yeah. It is funny how you will just develop this methodology to cleaning this stuff.
Well, we've had the lawn sim, Martin. We've got that. We've had the mechanic. What we need now is magnet fishing simulator, because that would be good to have. That's a YouTube rabbit hole you can fall down as well.
That's childhood right there as well.
Yeah, oh my God. Magnet fishing.
Yeah, but anyway, so it's good fun. It's on Game Pass right now, so you can check it out. It plays great through cloud as well. That's actually how I played this, just streaming it through the cloud.
Most English people can't play this right now.
Why is this?
It's a hosepipe ban.
Sorry, what?
A hosepipe ban. You don't know. Yeah, have you never heard of this? There's a hosepipe ban, and quite a lot of counties in England have now been put into place because of a shortage of water. So you're not allowed to run sprinklers, watering plants.
You're surrounded by the ocean.
Yeah, we are not really prepared. We're not prepared for heat, snow, ice, or anything at all apart from Drake weather. Anything at all slightly out of the ordinary, we are not prepared for.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. You will enjoy this because you'll be able to get away with it and you're not going to get in trouble for power washing.
You draw a penis in the in the dirt?
Absolutely, you can.
I am sold.
Yeah. Anyway, so very much enjoying it. Okay, and apparently there is a story in Power Wash Simulator, according to Hardly Dan. I have no clue what that is. I did not pay any attention to it. As far as I could tell, it was basically just you kind of have your own little business. You take on these jobs, you get paid, and then you can upgrade your stuff. Yeah. So Power Wash Simulator. It's good fun. Enjoying it very much so. All right. Are you ready for a little quiz, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, everybody get settled. Get away from the windows. Now, look. Good. It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad. Tough.
Okay, so I probably need to get a new sound effect for that because it's not really a quiz, Robin. This is, of course, buy it, fund it, kill it with fire.
Okay, please come up with something that's not Liam, all right?
Okay. Come on. All right.
Here we go, Robin.
All okay. Right. All right.
You are a top executive.
Yes.
At a motorsports PR mega.
You broke up there.
Motorsport.
I thought it was motorsports, like something to do with marshmallows. No. Okay.
No. Motorsport. Motorsport. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so you're a ranking executive at this large motorsport agency. You are in charge of the next big thing, and
yes.
You have been approached
yes.
by three different junior executives.
Juniors.
They are mm-hmm. giving you these new racing type leagues have never been seen before, ever.
Are they male or female junior executives?
They're all female with big tits.
Oh, shit. Do they have a couch?
There's no couch. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Just mm-hmm. have a table,
mm-hmm.
one chair. Now, the first executive is pitching you F1 racing.
Yes.
The next one is pitching you MotoGP.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one is giving you rally racing. So you have to make the decision. Which of these is going to be the one you back for long term?
Yeah.
Which is the one you will only sponsor one race and it will never be in your control ever again. And the other one you are actually going to kill and it will never see the light of day. No one will ever understand or enjoy this form of racing.
This is pretty easy for me. Okay. I'm going to back Formula One. Formula One to the hilt. Rally racing is going to be, I'll progress it. It'll be cool. It'll be one time. Yeah, and MotoGP. I love motorcycle racing, don't get me wrong. But MotoGP,
I thought this should be tougher.
MotoGP is a bit poncy to me. They're not real motorcycle racers at all. They're not road racers. They're not TT racers.
And okay.
They're not, you know.
So if I had said TT.
The TT would have to be saved. It would definitely be Formula One would be kept, but the Isle of Man TT would be a one off because you only kill about six people every year. So, you know.
All right, fair enough.
So,
okay.
So that's the way it's going to go. That's the way it's going to go.
That's the
okay. All right, Greg. So let's come up with number three for you.
All right. Ready.
Okay. So, no, this is no good. I can't think of one off the top of my head. I can't. Okay.
Okay.
Sex. The gym.
I'm sorry, say it one more time now.
The gym.
Sex, the gym, and?
Video games.
Ooh. That is tough. Okay. So.
Come on now, Cindy, the door's closed.
Oh, yeah, she's actually left the building, so I'm safe.
If I'm getting. You're 50.
I think.
Shh. This is between the boys. Anybody in the chat or the listening to this? This is confidential. What happens on tour stays on tour.
Yeah, this might shock you, Robin. this might shock you.
Okay.
I am. I'm going to invest in sex because the sex industry is massive.
Okay. You're thinking about the money. Okay. I wasn't thinking about money. Okay. No, I was thinking about your mental.
Of course, and in the mental space of this, of course. And see now the challenge is, of course, it's a one-time investment. So you're just kind of investing in this now just one time. So you don't really get a benefit out of the gym for just a one-time investment. So I will back video games for the one-time investment, and hope that whatever game comes about is something that I would enjoy enough.
I should have said the act of sex. That would have been,
that would be
better, but I'll get you next week.
All right. Good stuff. Hey, news time.
Oh.
Here is the fucking news.
All right, Robin. We are in the month of August. Still not a whole lot happening, but there is some news. So let's get into it. Microsoft responded basically to the Activision Blizzard queries around the purchasing of Activision Blizzard. So they were talking to the regulatory board of, I think it's New Zealand.
Did I?
And they had kind of an interesting approach. They said there's nothing unique about the video games developed and published by Activision Blizzard that is a must-have for rival PC and console video game distributors that gives rise to a foreclosure concern.
Oh, okay. This was the big thing all about Call of Duty was nobody else could ever replicate it. Blah blah blah.
Right. So this was a response from Microsoft to New Zealand, basically saying there's nothing inherently unique that would prevent other franchises to be made by other rival companies. And I have to admit, it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, the formula they've got for Call of Duty is absolutely, there's that, they've made it to the giant that it is. But, Destiny.
It's not my precious. Yeah. My precious.
But it could be. Anyway, so, then interestingly, Sony weighed in with a different, so they were with the Brazilian regulators. They said they called Call of Duty an essential game and a AAA title that has no rival. They argued that the franchise is so popular that it would influence the consoles people buy it on.
We have them at our Sony event at E3 to announce the new game, and they say not exclusive, but they will have exclusive content not available anywhere else. Were they trying to influence people to buy their console?
I mean, it was an interesting tact from Sony. They were, by the way, I think the only ones out of the third party and other console makers to kind of raise any kind of flag around this. Nintendo apparently had no comment or didn't say anything, outlandish. But it is funny because Sony's tactic through the course of the PS4 and the PS5 has been about walling off content and creating opportunities for people to be influenced into buying their console because the content of said games, including Call of Duty, was on their console first and or had special stuff to it, that kind of thing. Your hair looks great, Robin. I think all of this, again, is just going to amount to nothing. At the end of the day, this is going to go through. I don't see how it doesn't. Noteworthy responses. It was interesting to hear them kind of battling their words out with different regulators, mind you, one for the New Zealand regulators and one for the Brazilian. But anyway, there it is. Hey,
I like a good Brazilian.
Everybody loves a good Brazilian. Robin.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried? Well, you actually haven't yet because you don't have your PS5 yet. But if you're a PlayStation 5 owner, we've got some bad news.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Sony is retiring the accolades feature.
Oh, my goodness. How am I going to live?
Yeah. I think most people don't know what this is. And the whole reason why I say that is because Sony plans to remove the software feature from PlayStation 5 because it was just an underutilized feature. Now, if you're wondering what this is.
Is it soda?
Accolades allow you to commend players you meet online for sportsmanship and good behavior. Uh-huh. So it was kind of like, you played a game of Call of Duty.
Good game.
And you could send somebody a good game accolade.
I do that. I do that when I'm racing now in a set of course of competitive or something, complaining. I will, after a good race, if it's very close, I'll send a little message to say, great race, guys. Thank you for driving clean.
Now, I think this accolade thing could have been more widely used if they had allowed you to send negative ones as well.
Okay. Well,
but anyway, so it's going to go bye-bye, and I don't think anybody will miss it.
Well, I think that's a terrible state of affairs, really. I mean, you want to be able to compliment people, and now there's nowhere to do that.
You still can. You still can do what every other person on the internet does, which is send you a direct message through their chat service and say, great game, you bastard Nazi communist.
Well, I was about to say Xbox players do that, but without the last piece. And generally, so these Sony players must be just terrible people. Terrible.
Speaking of terrible people.
Yes.
There's news about Tencent.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is that like the rapper?
No, not 50 Cent.
Oh.
Not 50.
Oh, it's the cheaper version. That's right. That was the Kmart version.
Absolutely the cheaper version. Logitech and Tencent announced that they are making a cloud gaming handheld.
I've seen this.
Yeah. It's going to be called the Logitech G brand. They're not really sure. I guess it'll just be called the Logitech G gaming handheld.
If they had a string of those, it would be really good. You could find a different name for them.
Yeah.
The G string.
But it is going to be basically a cloud-only based handheld. They've already said it will support multiple cloud gaming services, including Xbox Cloud Gaming Service, as well as GeForce Now. So you have to imagine they're going to get all of the other players in there. And the reason why I say that is there's another piece of news just following this that kind of is very similar.
Okay. What's the other piece of news?
Amazon Luna is coming to Samsung's TVs.
Ah, see, this is one of my predictions.
Yeah. So the Samsung Gaming Hub had Xbox Game Pass and NVIDIA GeForce now, as well as Google Stadia, God rest its soul. They're now adding Amazon Luna to the service. And that will basically, it's available now on all 2022 Samsung smart TVs.
I've heard of Amazon. It's good.
Yeah, I think they're small, but they're going to get big someday.
Hmm.
But yeah, now the one downside to Luna, I shouldn't say downside. It just is, you know, the gaming hub now has more than 1,000 games available to play on it.
Oh wow!
Most of these games require an extra subscription fee. So if you are an Amazon Prime subscriber,
I am,
have access to a small library of games. And when we say small, they mean very small. So right now, Prime users can play 4 games: Steel Assault,
Control
Ultimate Edition, and Garfield Kart Furious Racing.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's included with your subscription. I did not know this. I can check out Luna for free.
Okay, good.
Last but not least, and this actually could be a big one for some people, Microsoft is officially testing the family plan for Game Pass.
Oh, is that like prophylactics?
So it's kind of like game sharing. Sharing.
Oh, it's not family planning.
No, not that kind of planning.
Because I know there's a gap in the market now. So
there is a gap in the market. No, so this is basically right now it is in the beta testing. There, unfortunately, it is only available to beta test in Colombia or Ireland / Mexico. Although really? I believe that's South Mexico, not Northern Mexico.
Damn.
Yeah, but. So you can add up to 4 other people to
such random places to test. Really?
You can add up to 4 people to the plan, but they have to be located in the same country.
Okay.
So this, you know, for my brother from another mother, Mark, and I, we will continue to game share as we do now. This family plan would not work in that setting.
For me, it'd be great.
Yeah, for you, totally great. And the plan now stands, it's suggested per, I guess, some of the documentation of people have been snooping around about. It's going to be $25 per month, basically making it $5 per person. No, that will be the standard price. So you would be able to convert your current subscription over to it. The conversion, I saw something on it, and I don't think I have it in here. The conversion itself, I want to say... your current Game Pass subscription converts to about $18. So you will have to pay a difference to boost it up to the family plan. But there's no official details on that, so I don't know how they're going to handle that. We'll see.
Okay.
But it's being tested. So that means it is officially coming. I shouldn't say officially coming. You never know. They could can it, but you know, kind of like Batgirl. But as far as we know, it's going to make it to the finish line.
What about that, Batgirl?
Apparently there's a new fallout from that, I guess, today in the news as well. That's just a bizarre situation. Pretty much finished the movie, but no, we're just going to kill it. Won't even come to DVD. Nothing. All right, Robin.
Yes.
This is, once again, you're going to do your best Kim Woods version. to talk about new releases coming in the next week. Are you ready?
Good Kevin voice. I can't do it. Kevin voice is so soft, isn't it?
Okay. Hello, I'm Kim. For the 7th of October, August, we got Tour Point Campus on everything. We got Lost and Play for the Switch on PC. We have got Cult of the Lamb for everything on the 11th of August. That's a very good game. I like a bit of lamb and cunt with a bit of apple sauce. It'll be very good. Mint sauce. Wumbleverse for everything on the 11th of August. And Marvel Spider-Man for the Pleasley on August 12th. And I, Kim, and I'm Kim of God 27. Thank you.
Not sure what accent that was. At first, it felt a bit special needs. Then it morphed into, I think, Chinese.
Yeah, didn't it?
Okay. Well, that was that's not offensive at all, Robin. Well
describing Kim perfectly.
Oh, we love you, Kim. Please come back. All
I
right.
I fired her. She's fired again. So
yeah. Great. By the way, it is Cult of the Lamb. Although, ironically, you did. You know, I had the zinger in there, but with your accent, it still sounded like Cult of the Lamb.
Oh.
So there we go. All right, Robin.
Yeah.
We pretty much made it through the show. We've managed to probably offend numerous people.
We love let's people.
Give some shout-outs, and let's, all people. Let's wrap this up.
All people matter. yeah, I want to shout out Kim. Yeah, you're cool. And Pete, you're ginger. And that's really offensive. You're strawberry blonde. And Phil and Mark and these people in the chat have been brilliant. They've been very funny. Dan's going out doing work for me. And Martin's been there and wonderful. And Kim was in for a while. And Martin's there. And Lord's been there. And Boomer's been there. God, they're so awesome. I love this. Love it, love it, love it. Have a great time this week, guys. Be safe and be nice. You'll get me at Bungo the CN, and I'm always there for you. Always. Always. Greg, wrap it up.
Okay. Well, I need to give a huge shout-out to my lovely wife for trying to cut off my cheek.
Cheek? You're lucky.
Not that cheek. Not the one that I washed, but the other cheek, the one on my face.
Bidet.
I'll shout out the bidet.
Oh God! I just
game changing, Robin. It's game changing.
I know, but you've got this vision in my head of you in the bidet. It's just
okay. Maybe you shouldn't think about me too much like that. But
like a tank top hanging down. And
it's Robin. I'm just saying. It's a unique experience.
Do you know what deep heat is?
Yes.
So I got my hand crushed yesterday, right? Charlie pushed a wardrobe against the door and then my hand was crushed in. So I put deep heat on my hand, back of my hand last night, and smelt like the whole of the Irish rugby team. But of course, in the middle of the night, I rubbed my eye. dear.
So, okay, I can give you another funny story about that. So way back when, I had just graduated from high school, was going to be going into college, and decided to join a it was a rugby league.
Yeah.
I had never played rugby before. My mom didn't want me playing American football because she was afraid I was going to get hurt. So she, I convinced her that rugby was like soccer. So it was okay.
American football with no armor whatsoever. Yeah.
So the coach for the rugby team used to play on the Berkeley rugby team, and he just put us through our paces. And I got home, my legs just were like on fire, rubbery, like sore.
You do have lovely legs.
Oh yeah, I was dying. So I got the icy hot out and I rubbed it onto my thighs and I was just like, okay, this is going to be good. It's going to help. Things to remember when you're applying icy hot. Don't put it too far up your thigh because when you sleep, your thighs come together and of course your balls are right there.
Yeah.
So about, I don't know, 15 minutes into my slumber, suddenly my balls are on fire.
Yeah. So Just like if the Veet isn't working, don't decide to leave it on all day. Okay?
Yeah.
Just in case. That's the same thing.
Yep. Yeah. So I found myself in the shower in the middle of the night, splashing water all over my balls, trying to get it off.
Man, with odd shaped balls.
Yeah. Who knows? I could have probably just used a bidet, though, and I could have cleaned off my balls that way.
Goodness me.
All right. Hey, everybody. Thank you very much for being on the podcast, sharing some time with us. We love you all. We will be back here next week. And we'll have some fun.
Do you know what we didn't mention this week once? We're not going to mention it now either.
No, we're not.
We've got right through the show without mentioning.
No, we are not mentioning it, Robin.
No.
It doesn't look anything like
No! Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.